look up at the residences on top of the restaurant. The second floor apartment was where a woman named Mary Sullivan lived. She was the last, and at 19 years old, the youngest, victim of Albert DelSalvo, the Boston Strangler. Her body was found in that apartment on January 4th, 1964, at about 6 o'clock p.m. by her roommates Patricia and Pamela. Mary just moved in 3 days earlier. Her body was displayed in a seated position, with three ligatures around her neck, a charcoal nylon stocking, a pink scarf, and a pink and white scarf with a floral design. All three were tied in a bow, a signature of the Boston Strangler. The killer also placed a card leaning on Mary's left foot, addressed to the Boston police, that read, "Happy New Year." This was the only crime scene where a note was left by the Boston Strangler. Also, the Boston Strangler never brought any items which he used to strangle his victims. All the items were found by the killer inside the victim's residence. In 2003, Mary Sullivan's nephew wrote a book called A Rose for Mary, where he argues that Albert DelSalvo did not kill his aunt. In the book, he states that she was killed by an ex-boyfriend who displayed her body to make it seem like she was a victim of the Boston Strangler. Some of the details of the crime reports were published in the newspapers of the time. In July 2013, DNA recovered from the crime scene inside Mary Sullivan's apartment in 1964 was compared to a living relative of Albert DelSalvo. It produced a match and excluded 99.9% of possible suspects. A week later, Albert DelSalvo's body was unearthed and a DNA test was conducted. The results of that test stated that the odds that the DNA belonged to another person was 1 in 220 billion. Follow Charles Street to 70 Charles Street, the Charles Street Meeting House.
Next stop,